Gonna read with us tonight. We're gonna read some out of the book of Exodus, the 27th chapter, I believe it is. 27th chapter in the book of Exodus. Appreciate the song service tonight. Appreciate all that's here in the service with us. And couldn't say a whole lot more than what's already been said about them that come on before us. They've made an impression in our hearts and our lives. And it's been a good impression. It's been a good thing. It really has. I appreciate it. I don't know. I believe Bruce just made mention, said, and their works do follow them. There's a lot of the prayers that they prayed that they never saw come to pass, but has come to pass since. So you may not get to see everything, but I believe the Lord will let you see enough as you go along. If you're really earnest and care and really want to know, I believe God's able to show you. Might not be exactly what you thought it was, but he's able to show you. He's able to help you. 27th chapter of the book of Exodus. I'm going to read a little scripture tonight. I don't know altogether. Not many songs that we've sung tonight that hadn't went along with what we have. Just right along. Several. This is breaking in somewhat of when they're setting up the tabernacle. And these were the things that they had to do for that tabernacle. In the 27th chapter, and starting with, I'm not going to read the first verse. We're going to start with the ninth verse, but the first verse says, "And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. Precisely. Ninth verse, "And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings of the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side, and the 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side, in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long. His 20 pillars and his 20 sockets of brass, and the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side, eastward, shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be the hangings 15 cubits, and their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, wrought with needlework, and their pillars shall be 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen, their sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle, and all the service thereof, and all the pens thereof, and all the pens of the court shall be of brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his son shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 27th chapter of the book of Exodus. There's a lot of things going on, even in this chapter, as we made mention. And you'll have to remember that they are building that of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they built this thing to where it could be set up and brought down on their journey. And they is not to ever touch that of the ark. No man should ever touch the ark. They had rings and they had staves that went through the rings, and they carried the ark. And they were the things. And as he made mention here, in that of the tabernacle, they made things specifically and precisely. And they used the best that they had. I believe that with all my heart. The scripture says that when God told Moses, he said, you gather the people together, and he said, you tell them to bring what they have. And when they brought, brethren, that of which they had, them that had gold brought gold. Yeah. Them that had silver brought silver and brass and all other manner, and fine twined linen and purple and scarlet. This was a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. And it was done, I believe, according to the pattern that God had given Moses. Now, they had put this thing together, and I want to talk to you for just a little bit tonight, my friend, about that is still going on concerning the tabernacle. You might say, preacher, there ain't nothing going on concerning the tabernacle. Well, you're blind. About all I can say, you're blind. There's a lot of things, and I'm not going to get into the makings of the tabernacle. And it come on down, and as we made mention the other day about David, is in David's heart to build God a house, because he had been moved from tent to ten, and they had moved him from here to yonder. Bible says in the 20th verse, he says, thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light. Now listen, pure oil olive beaten for the light. For the light. Listen. To cause the lamp to burn always. Always. Brethren, there was always a light in the temple. Were they not? Brethren, was the commandment. It said in Aaron, and that of his sons was in charge of this. And brethren, it was a statute that's supposed to go on forever. No end.
Yeah.
Brethren, and I want you to know tonight that, brethren, there's no end to that of the light.
Amen.
Woo! think about it. There's no end, my friend, to the light of God tonight. Woo! Glory! Glory! We ain't in darkness tonight. Brethren, we're in light. Glory to God. And we most certainly are. And my friend, that was a statute, the oil olive beaten. And my friend was to be for the light. And my friend, some people says, well, that was the anointing oil. Well, it wasn't. And my friend, you go and read. I ain't got time to get into all that. And my friend, but brethren, that oil of olive that they used. And my friend, to anoint. Brethren, was several oils. And the apothecary had to put it together. Yes, they did. But brethren, this was for the light. Yes, sir. Things for the light. He said forever. That it might what? That it might always burn. That it might always burn. Brethren, the light of God is still burning tonight. Yes, it is. Why, preacher, we ain't in that tabernacle. Thank God they ain't much difference. They really not, if you'll get into the fact of what went on in the tabernacle. And brethren, he put his presence in the midst of that tabernacle. Glory to God! When they moved, they didn't move without the moving of the ark. Amen. Did they? No. Now the light, the oil olive beaten was for the light. Ye see that the people, my friend, bring the oil olive beaten. Listen to me. Brethren, there's something for me and you to do in this tabernacle.
Amen.
Yes, they are. Oh, brethren, there's a time that things got dim. Do you know that? Very much so. Brethren, in the days of Eli, the Bible says, my friend, there was no open vision. No, sir. There things was a little dim. They said, ere the light went out in the house of God. Woo! Ere! Brethren, that means before it went out. Brethren, God had a plan for them today.
Amen.
Amen. Eli and his sons was not pleasing to God. No, they wasn't. Brethren, God had spoke to Eli so much that Eli just ignored him. Didn't do one thing about his sons and what they was doing. Go and read it. I ain't going to get into all of it. But brethren, there was a little woman by the name of Hannah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And she wanted a male child. Yeah. Woo. She wanted, thank God, a male child. Brethren, God had a plan for a male child. Brother, that was about to be born.
Amen.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Here the light went out in the house of God. God's always had a light. Listen. Brethren, even in the beginning, you go back to Genesis, the first chapter.
And brethren, he spoke and he said, let there be light. Glory to God. Let there be light, my friend. Did he not? Yes, sir. Glory. I can't help it. I'll preach you what I can this evening. I will. Lord, help me. Brethren, there's some things when it comes to the light. There's some things, brethren, that me and you ought to pay attention to. And I've already told you the first, and my friend, the light shall always burn in the temple. In the temple. I believe I can take this word of God and let you know that God has always had a light in the temple. Yes, he has. Brethren, he ain't going to let one go out now. You say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. Well, brethren, I didn't put this thing together. And I'll just be honest with you. There's more in here than I'll ever get around to. And they most certainly are, and I'll do good to hit all the highlights. And my friend of it, but I want you to know, glory to God, there's a light in the house of God. Woo! Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Brethren, these times, my friend, that the children of Israel was at battle, my friend, in the days of Joshua. Was it not, my friend, that he actually let the light shine? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wouldn't let it go dark. Huh? Who done it? Who done it? Where'd the light come from? You say, preacher, that he made the sun in the first chapter. Sure he did, but brethren, that first light wasn't the sun, folks. No, sir. It wasn't the sun. Read it. I'm not telling you a fairy tale. Brethren, I want you to realize, brethren, where the light's at. Think about it tonight. Robert said something about them who left something behind. I'll tell you something, brethren. If you'll pay attention, you'll pay attention on your journey, my friend. God will show you some things out of other people. He'll do it. He will. He'll show you some good things. And the truth of it is, he'll show you some bad things also. Help you on your journey. Yes, sir. Don't make that mistake. Hey, some folks, my friend, you preach to them, you say, preacher, I ain't never done that. It might be preached to you where you won't never do it. Think about it. There's a light in the house of God. Is there not? What's in the house? There's a light in the house of God. They most certainly are. There's a light. Brethren, the Bible says, thank God that it was always, always to be burning. See that you don't let the light go out. Huh? See that you don't let the light go out. Some of you here's got siblings. Some of you got kin folks, my friend, and you might be the only light that they've ever seen in their life. Think about it. Think about it. Had an uncle ask me one day. We was at a funeral. We'd had a funeral for one of our other uncles. He come around, they said, Randy, he said, I want you to preach at my funeral. He said, I just want to be sure that you preach me into heaven. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. I told him these words. I said, it don't work that way. It don't work that way, folks. Brethren, there's one way to make it tonight. There's not but one way. Thank God, and that's by the blood of the Lamb. There ain't no other way. No, they not. I don't care who comes up with what. Why, preacher, you ought not be that bold about it. Why not? They ain't no other way. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus tonight. Why was it, my friend, that they looked toward that tabernacle? Huh? Bible says that they... I ain't got time. I ain't got time. It doesn't matter. I'll give you all I can. I would to God, my friend, that we'd get a hold of what's really going on. And why? Brother, the light is like it is. Bible says even when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, thank God that he is a light unto them. He was a light unto them, my friend. Turned around on the backside as a pillar of fire unto the enemy. Yes, sir. They couldn't tell what's going on. Think about it. Think about it. I ain't got time. Think about it. Think about the light. Brethren, the light. Brethren, the Bible says that we're children of the day. Brethren, that day should not overtake us as a thief. Is that right? Preacher, he's coming like a thief in the night. He ain't going to overcome you. Huh? Why not? I'm going to preach to you what you are here in a minute. Think about it. Brethren, there's a light in the temple. God's been a light to the children of Israel. Brethren, and they were supposed to be a light to the rest of the world. Do you know that? That's what he sent them out for. Brethren, that's what he led them. That's what he trained them. Brethren, he loved them. All that he wanted them to do was be a light to the world. Right? You come on down, brethren, there's a time, brethren, that the Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent his son. What did he send him for? Huh? What did he send him for? Preacher, everybody knows what they sent him for. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. But brethren, I want you to know that he came when he was in full force, my friend. He was the light of this world. Yes, sir. Was he not? He said in one place, I am the light, the way, the truth, and the life. Is that right? Preacher, him being the light. Brethren, he never did go out. Huh? He never did go out. Let me go on. Think about it. The light. The Bible says in St. John, the first chapter. If I can find it right quick. I'll read some. I know you say, preacher,
I know all this. I hope you do. I really do. I hope you do. But I hope you know what you really are. First chapter, St. John. Most everybody can quote most of it, and you probably know most of it. In the beginning was the Word. That's the first verse. And the Word, what? Was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. Do you hear that? All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Not anything. Listen, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes, sir. Read that. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. No, sir. The night, the darkness never has comprehended the light. The light, my friend, has always shined. Think about it. Think about how God even made this world. Not anything, brethren, that was made that wasn't made by Him. Brethren, there's light in everything you do or touch. There is. He made it. I say this a lot. You might not think. You say, preacher, Jesus ain't in them walls. Well, why ain't He? Why, it's crazy. They ain't no life in them walls. No, it's made up of molecules. Is it not? And brethren, it takes atoms. There's atoms in molecules. And there's a little thing called a nucleus. Brethren, they have no comprehension in this world where it gets its life. There wasn't anything made that wasn't made by Him. You can call it whatever you want to. Well, preacher, we can do some magnificent things. You can do magnificent things with that that's already made, my friend. Listen. Listen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Is that not right? To bear witness of the light. What light we talking about, brethren? He said that light would always burn. Always. That it might all. It was a statue. That it never go out. Think about it. Brethren, even when people think about a church, they think about light, my friend. I don't care what denomination you are. Don't care what breed you are. There's probably some of them that's in that state, just like he talked about in Romans, the first chapter. There's probably a lot of them that's still living in a reprobate mind, been turned over. Preacher, that stuff don't happen no more. It don't happen because we don't talk about it no more. Truth of it is, it's still happening. There's some folks, my friend, that you just can't hardly reach. Do you know that? But I'll tell you, you know what their number one problem is? They like darkness rather than light tonight. John came to bear witness of that light. He was not that light.
Do you hear that? Let me read it. He was not that light. Who was not that light? Him that came to bear witness of the light. John. There'd been a lot of things said, brethren, even in this day and hour, that brethren has no truth in it. A lot of them thought John was the man. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It come down to the place that they asked him. Brethren, they said, aren't you? He said, no. No, I'm not him. Why, sure, you're that prophet. He said, not so. Not so. Brethren and John got put in jail, and he got to wondering one day, and he said, go down yonder. He told two of his own. Said, you go down yonder, and said, you ask him. Said, is he the one? Or should we look for another tonight? Brethren, when light comes, darkness flees tonight. Yes, it does. You can come in this building and it be dark as a dungeon, but I'll guarantee you, you turn a light on, that darkness will flee. It'll leave. It'll leave the premises. Yes, it will. He was not that light. I'm not going to preach John was a light. You can believe it if you want to, but this says he was not that light. All right? But was there sent to bear witness of that light? That was the true light. The true light. You know this. Think about it. Brethren, that light, I can't help it tonight. That light will always burn. Yes, it will. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Why, preacher, they're lost and undone. They don't know nothing about the Lord. There's something on the inside of them. There's something, my friend, on the inside of them. If God ever touches that heart, brethren, they recognize. Do you know that? They recognize. What do they recognize, preacher? They recognize, brethren, he is the light. Don't you ever let anybody tell you that your life is worthless. I don't care who you are. I don't care if the devil's rode you all day long. I'll tell you what J.O. said about the devil. He said, if he's rode you so much, said, just take the saddle off. Take the saddle off. Get rid of that rascal. God will hear you tonight. Just like he heard Paul. Will he not? If I didn't believe God would hear me, my friend, I'd be in bad shape. Do you know that? I'd be in pitiful shape. Well, preacher, how do you know? I know. Thank God I know when he talked to me. Don't you? I know when he convicted me. Yes, sir. I know, thank God, that I was lost. Thank God I needed something I didn't have. I've said this many a time. I know more about my salvation tonight than I did the night I got saved. A lot of people don't believe that, but I do. Brethren, I just know more about it. Yes, sir. But did you know the night I got saved, there's one thing I need to know. And that's all I know. That I was saved. I say, he didn't ask me about anything else. Not that night. No, sirree. Brother, I went home peaceful. Do you know before I got home, devils done talked to me. Yes, sir. Filled me full of all kind of things. Yeah. It didn't work. It didn't work. Can you say that? Can you say that to the devil? Brethren, he represents all darkness tonight. And my friend, why can't you tell him, get in his seat?
Preacher, I ain't bold enough. Yes, you are. Brethren, the power that you have is not yours. Do you know that? It's not yours. Well, preacher, I got power. Have you ever seen somebody just wanted power? I have. I've worked with them. Huh? Son, they eat it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And for the most part, I can faithfully and honestly tell you them that, brethren, thought they had the power, they was no longer with us. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, I don't care who you are tonight, your power come from God tonight. Oh, preacher, I've done this and I've done that. Yeah? By whose power? Huh? By whose control? Oh, I come up with that. Listen, John wasn't the light, but he came to bear witness of the light. Yes, sir. Now listen, he sent them disciples out. I'm just running on. He sent those disciples out, my friend, and while he was still here, he sent them out two by two, and he said, if they don't receive you, just wipe the dust off the feet, brethren, and go on down the road. Ain't that what he told them? Brethren, when he died and he showed himself back to them, do you know what he told them? He said, you go over yonder to Jerusalem. He said, until you be endued, huh, with power from on high. They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord, huh? Thank God. Think about it. Brethren, they come together. Woo! What was going to happen, preacher? They're fixing to get some eternal, everlasting light tonight. Yeah. Yeah. He said, and when you be endued with power from on high, he says, then shall ye be my witnesses. Huh? He said, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, he said, in the uttermost parts of the world. Huh? Is that not what he told them? Think about it. Think about it. What'd they do, preacher? They spread the light, folks. Preacher, I don't know if I believe that or not. Well, you ain't going to get nothing else out of me. I'll just be quite frank with you. That light continually burns. It's an eternal light. Yes, sir. It's became an eternal light. You say, preacher, I don't know. I think a lot of times that people, between them and the Lord, some folks, my friend, they really don't understand what it is to be born again. We got folks out there that's just like Nicodemus. We got some smart people, smart folks, intelligent folks. They'll tell you they don't believe in such. They'll tell you they don't believe this and they don't believe that. I had one of them one day, my friend, he said, I believe in God. He pulled out a dollar bill and he said, in God we trust. I said, how much trust do you put in him? Yeah. Huh? He was my boss. He could have just said, boy, go on down the road. It didn't matter to me, not at that point. Not,
you're not going to tell me. I'm just as honest as I can be. I might have a dollar in my billfold that says, "In God we trust." Brother, that don't mean a thing. It's just words. Brother, this comes from the heart. Does it not? There's about 2/3 of this world, my friend, believing the wrong thing. And you can mark it down that I said that. It just don't matter. Why, preacher, you're going to get in trouble preaching like that. Brethren, the light don't go out. The light ain't going to go out. The Bible says, I'm going to run right on. Now listen. When John came into this world, brethren, a preaching, the Bible says he come out of the wilderness. Come out of the wilderness. And he came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Can y'all tell me what at hand means? Huh? Yeah. You can get it. Huh? It's within hand length. Doesn't mean naturally, brethren, but the opportunity, brethren, to get into the kingdom of heaven, it takes repentance, brethren, to get there tonight. You can call me a holy roller, you can call me whatever you want to, but the truth of it is, except you repent, you're going to perish. Yes, sir, you'll all likewise perish. That's what the Scripture says. Brethren, him that, my friend, will forsake his sins, him that will repent and forsake his sins, he can draw nigh to God. But brethren, that man of iniquity and that wicked man, brethren, he's going to be far from him tonight. Why, preacher? Because he's not walking in the light. John, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I believe if you'll look, you'll see there was about 6 months difference between John and Jesus. And brethren, when Jesus come on the scene, John was down there baptizing. Was he not? Who told him he could baptize? Had nobody else been baptizing, had they? Think about it. Scripture, brethren, this is something that's come along. And brethren, they still under the law. My friend, it had no clue what was going on. Can I say it? You say, preacher, the law had to mean something to them. It did. Bible said the Jew had an advantage. Yes, sir. It teaches that. He had an advantage. Because unto them was given the oracles of God. Brethren, if they wasn't looking for the light, my friend, is their own problem. Huh? And their own fault. And the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, brother, they wasn't many of them looking. Now I'll say this, they ain't too many looking to be saved today. Do you know that? You know why they're not looking to be saved? Because somebody's told them they're okay. And there ain't no need in all that. Yeah. I'll tell you something. I'll be just as honest and plain as I can be. You may not come to this altar that we have, what we call an altar, that's set aside. You may not come here, but I'll promise you one thing. You get a hold of him, you'll build you an altar. Somewhere, somehow, and I ain't talking about physically. Brethren, you'll get down somewhere. You'll bow them knees. Yes, you will. brethren, and you'll cry out to a God you can't even see. When you're endued with power from on high, then you shall you be my witness. That's what happened. You go and read the book of Acts. Acts, Bible, it says the Acts of the Apostles. That's what it says. The real truth of it is it was the Acts of the Holy Ghost. That's what they're being led by. And brethren, if there's anything to me and you tonight, brethren, we'll be led by that same Holy Ghost tonight. You can't help but to be a light. Do you know that? A lot of people look at me a little strange. I'll just be honest with you. If you're a child of God, you can't help but to do good. You can't help but to do right. Brethren, you can't help it. Thank God there's something in you that's drawn to the light. I planted a little old bush out here, and Kathy did, several years back. And she didn't like it, but I told her, I said, that tree ain't going to do no good. Why is that? I said, where you planted it, I said, all it's going to do is grow one way. Well, how do you figure that? I said, you just watch it. It ain't hard to figure. Huh? It never did get no morning sun. Never. Ever. Never seen the morning sun. Never. From about 1 o'clock on, it seen sun. It was on this side. You know that tree? You know what? I love it. You know what that tree done? Brother, them old branches just stretched out. Think about it. Just stretched out toward the light where all the goodness was coming from. They wouldn't one limb on the backside of it. Not one. Hear me. Hear me. Brethren, there's vitamins in light. Do you know that? I'm going to hush. Moses, you tell Aaron and his sons that they're in charge. Moses, you tell the people that they've got to bring the oil olive beaten. That the light, what, might not go out. That it might always burn. Always. I don't know. It don't get in no specifics of what Samuel done. He probably had several chores around the temple. But I can't help but to believe, thank God, that one of them was keeping them oil basins filled. Glory to God that they might be light, folks. I know what it is for an old container to get empty, don't you? But brethren, if there's enough oil, if there's enough fuel in that wick, brethren, she'll burn. Do you know that? That fire, that heat, it'll just draw it. That's what the wick does. It just sits down there in that oil. It ain't got no big purpose. It just makes a little flame. Huh? Don't it? Whoa! Think about it. Brethren, your oil well should never go out tonight. Ha! Glory. Glory. I ain't going to be able to finish. Good to be here. I hope you got something out of the message. Brethren, there's